Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon signs orders to aid fire-affected farmers. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon has signed two executive orders to assist agricultural producers impacted by the devastating fires in northern Wyoming. These fires have scorched over 447,000 acres, with the largest, the house draw fire, nearly fully contained at 94%. The first executive order eases restrictions for transporting livestock and feed, allowing motor carriers to bypass operating time limits. The second order lifts certain weight and size restrictions for vehicles carrying these essential supplies. Governor Gordon emphasized the challenges facing local producers, many of whom have lost pasture, feed, and livestock. He stated these orders will help ensure that assistance reaches those in need, and we are committed to ongoing recovery efforts. As firefighting crews work towards full containment, the state is collaborating with partners to establish a comprehensive resource webpage for those affected. Producers who have suffered losses are encouraged to contact their local NRCS and FSA offices for assistance. Over the Labor Day weekend, another fire sparked, the Silver Spoon Fire, located north of Recluse, Wyoming, which has now burned an estimated 1,700 acres since it ignited on Sunday morning. The Campbell County Fire Department reported that significant progress was made on containing the fire over the weekend. As of 6 p.m. on Monday, the management of the Silver Spoon Fire was also taken over by the Southwest Area Incident Management Team No. 5. For the latest updates on the fires and relief efforts, visit the Southwest Area Incident Management Team No. 5's Facebook page and find the governor's executive orders on his official website. Douglas resident warns of aggressive coyotes threatening pets and residents. A rural Douglas area resident, Marley Borup, has issued a warning to her neighbors and called for hunters or trappers after encountering unusually aggressive coyotes. According to Cowboy State Daily, the pack of four coyotes has been seen chasing pets and even confronting Borup when she tried to scare them off. The coyotes, described as thin and mangy juveniles, have shown no fear of humans and are suspected of killing local pets. Borup is concerned for the safety of small children, pets, and backyard animals in the area. She's received interest from hunters and trappers, with one potentially planning to relocate the coyotes. The problem highlights what seems to be a bumper year for coyotes in the region. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.